I remember the placings, most of them.
Not
all of them, but most. The top three I remember. I'm pretty sure it was Hardy. That's it. I know Wesley Vickers or Vissers won when the classic. Just.
Oh, hang on. Thursday Thunder.
Thursday Thunder.
What is that? March.
Oh, it is March, isn't it?
7th?
March 7th, yes. Yep.
I'm just looking up the Arnold Classic results.
The Arnold Classic.
I saw the Strongman. Did you watch any of the Arnold Classic?
Not really. I do enjoy watching the flashback, the replays of the Strongman events.
I watched the Strongman live on both days. It was...
It's fun to watch.
It was fun to watch. It was good comp, but Hafthor, was like...
Yeah.
He dominated in day one. Mm-hmm. He was all right in day two, and then he just bombed out in the other lifts.
What was the other lifts that he bombed out on? The Viking press?
Yeah, one was like the press, just the standard press.
Prayer PTSD.
And then the other one was like a medley where you had to... it was like a pick up a rock and bring it up, onto your shoulder, down, onto your shoulder. And then the same rock, first one was you pick up this big rock, it's 280 pounds or something.
Yep.
And you had to press it to lock out
as
many as you could. Then you move on to a stone, which you have to pick up and throw over a bar.
Mm-hmm.
Then you move back to that rock, same rock, and you pick it up, put it on your shoulder, down. Pick it up, put it on your shoulder, as many reps. But Hafthor he couldn't even do one rep lockout. So his pressing part of his strongman is not back to where it was.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
There's a snippet that Ari can grab from you going, it's like how cavemen used to train. You pick rock, pick up, down, pick up rock, push down, go back to old rock, pick back up, push rock. It's like, that's old school.
Well, that's the oldest school. That's what he was. It was just this jagged rock.
Yeah, yeah.
Like it wasn't even like nice and round. It had points and shit on
it's
it.
It's a natural
stone.
And you're
meant to pick it up and throw it and rest it on your shoulder.
Well, you know the Husafell stone?
I've heard of it.
The Husafell stone is when they actually they grab it and you have to walk a certain amount
with it.
That's in Iceland. I think Hafthor might had
it's the sort record. Of shaped like a diamond.
Exactly, like a tombstone.
Yeah, so you can hold it, but
the
edges are all jagged.
Yeah, you know you can actually buy a Husafell stone, it's more like a coffin, but you can buy it and you can load it with weight plates. So you sit there and you can do the same sort of lift.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like $350. I was like, that's really, really cool. But no, I used to love watching the World's Strongest Man back when Mariusz Pudzianowski was just absolutely dominating every single category. And that guy became an MMA fighter.
Yeah, but did he get anywhere in that?
He got very far.
I haven't heard nothing about
him. He got very, very far in his MMA career. I didn't think he did it for longer. I think after that, if you were a fighter and on the opposite side of the ring is the 5 times world's strongest man, I don't care how much technique you have.
Yeah, you know that I can't let this guy get me down on the ground.
If this guy hits me, I'm dead.
Yeah.
But that guy was just like his physique was just impeccable.
Yeah.
He just looked, when you saw it, you've said it before, when you look at someone, he goes, they look strong.
Look strong.
This guy looked like he can just bend a car. A crusher car, just unbelievable.
Didn't he do bodybuilding? Did he try bodybuilding?
I don't know. I don't think he would have done well in bodybuilding because he is blocky.
Yeah.
But he is just Ari, get a picture of Mariusz Pudzianowski up on screen. Yep. Just five times
at his peak.
At his peak.
And when he was a strong man, he was lean. He was veiny and
he was like 8-9%, maybe less than that. It was just incredible to see him. And that got me really into saying just wanted to be strong when I was like 8. Lift up rocks and go from there. Yeah.
But I watched The Strongman only because I wanted to see how Thor would do. Because it was his comeback after what?
It was.
3 years or something, 4 years. He dominated the deadlift. I think it was 467 kilos.
Something like that. I do remember seeing that on the elephant bar, and that looked insane.
It was his second, and it was second lift.
And it looked easy.
And he didn't have to do a third because that 467 or whatever it was 23 kilos more than anybody else. So he didn't have to do a third lift.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. That was a dominated event.
Because if he would have done a third lift, it wouldn't have made any difference. He would have still had the same points because he just won the event. But yeah, no, I was a little bit disappointed in his pressing power, obviously let him down. So those last two movements was all about pressing power, and you could see, yeah, this is where he really needs to work on. Well, and his coach is that
Australian strength coach,
Sebastian Orab.
Yeah, Orab, so yeah.
Even Sebastian said that they need to work on that.
Yeah, I mean, not to like bring back up the past, but the controversial World's Strongest Man where Eddie Hall beat Hafthor in the Viking press because Hafthor double dipped, he made his legs move twice. He didn't essentially went and then again in the final couple of reps where they were disqualified. Eddie won, obviously, but Hafthor went a little bit.
No, it's not fair.
Yeah, look, I've watched that video too.
I've watched it.
It's so hard to see.
But
like I've watched it over and over, and I'm there. Where's the second dip?
No, but, it's all about the knees. If he locks on his knees, so you don't look at the shoulders. If he locks at his knees, that's when it's like that's a dip, and he did it twice.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah, and he would have won the Strongest Man if that wasn't disqualified in that. Yeah, that's right. Sorry. Yeah, that's where the big rivalry started.
And then they went on to boxing. And that.
Anyway, so did you watch any of the bodybuilding?
I caught snippets of the first day's comparison, and then maybe as you know the winners.
I watched the day one live, so I watched the classic physique and the men's prejudging. Before we go on about that, this is one thing I will say: the Arnold Classic, the live stream was free.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Okay. So and Arnold announced at the end of the comp that he's putting the prize for the bodybuilding up to $500,000, $500,000.
Oh, damn.
Which is more than the Olympia.
Good on him.
Yeah. So it's going to be interesting to see how the Olympia responds, because this technically now, in terms of, well, not technically, it does, in terms of monetary value, it puts the Arnold as the most prestigious show to win.
Definitely. Would you go with monetary value? I mean, $500,000 is definitely a lot more than what, 240? No, it's not 200 grand for
400,000.
400,000. Okay. Well, yeah. 100 grand extra.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Damn. Look, I know in terms of bodybuilding, the prestige is the Olympia, but I'm sure the Olympia promoters are going to be thinking that, well, you want prestige, but that's got to be much
by monetary. I can imagine.
And I can see that they're going to match that. They're going to have to match it.
You're going to have to.
But the other thing that Arnold does, and Arnold, he still runs the original Arnold Classic. He has a new partner because Jim Lorimer died. But, like, the live stream was free. There was another thing I saw where they were comparing the lighting versus the Olympia.
Yeah.
The lighting was heaps better at the Arnold Classic.
Yeah.
And that's the difference when a bodybuilder runs a show, because Arnold knows we need to have good lighting. The background, while there was a little bit of stuff there, it was good, you know, compared to the Olympia. I saw a footage where they had the background when Hardy was doing his free individual
posing routine?
Or? Not the posing routine, where they come out and do their individual quarter turns.
Yep.
And they compared half on the screen Arnold Classic and then the Olympia. And in the Arnold, clean background, there was all you could see was an Arnold Classic logo, and that was it. Lighting was great. And then in the Olympia background, there's lasers flashing everywhere.
Yeah.
The background is just a myriad of sponsors' logos and everything. The lighting is flat and dull.
Yep.
Yeah. So you know, Arnold is showing the way that this is how a professional show should be done.
All right.
I think a lot of promoters are going to have to take notice of that.
You know? That's good.
So, yeah, good. Anyway, I watched it on day one, and it was refreshing that Wesley Vissers won.
Yep.
I've been a fan of this guy's physique for a long time and always wondered why he wasn't placing any higher.
I've always seen his physique. I'm like, dang, he's got very high lats.
Yeah, but he's got high lats.
It's very aesthetic.
Yeah, it still sort of marries into his physique really nicely. But you're right, he has this straight waist, but the lats, they just flare out.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Halfway, like I would say probably like up just under your chest, they just go out.
Yeah.
And he goes up. Yep. It's like, yeah.
But really posed well.
He's tall.
He's tall, Arnold.
Yeah.
He obviously is a huge fan of Arnold. His routine was all Arnold type classic poses Arnold used to do. And I was watching the prejudging and I was thinking, this guy's going to win. Like, he's, you know, or like, I was thinking he has to, he should win, and I hope he does. And he did, he won, you know. Ramon looked good, he wasn't as sharp as at the Olympia, which most probably cost him, you know. But I think it was refreshing just to see this new guy. He was seventh at the Olympia like 4 months ago.
He's been around for a while.
He's been around for a long time. He always wins qualification shows, gets into Olympia, but then at the Olympia, he's always been sixth, seventh, eighth. You know, he was seventh last year. Yeah, so to come through and beat the second place guy.
Didn't he?
Ramon was second at the Olympia. So he beat the second place guy and won. So good on him. He was really good, you know. Urs Kalinski.
He came third.
Yep. He looked downsized to me.
Good. He was in his off season. Now I'm saying this in purely off season when he was pushing. He was near 300 pounds.
He was big.
He looked like
he dieted and lost muscle. Like I thought in other shows, he's looked better. He's looked fuller, rounder. To me, it looked like he's lost a little bit of muscle. You know, Breon was fourth. So those top four were really, really, really good. So it was good. I enjoyed it. And then in the men's open, Hardy's up here, and then it was Samson was here, and then the but even though Samson came second, I thought Rafael Brando pushed him.
He did very closely.
Looked really good, the best he's ever been.
Samson has incredible mass in his legs. And who was his name again? Sorry, the guy who plays third,
Rafael.
Brando. His legs are just incredibly vascular.
Yeah.
So when they stand next to each other, you got to go, damn, you got one extreme, and then you got the other extreme. Which one suits their physique the best? And Samson just out-muscled.
Yeah, look, there was one comparison where they just brought the two of them out. Obviously, the judges were looking at second and third.
Mm-hmm.
And I even thought that there's argument here that Brandao could be second. He was in better condition than Samson, but Samson, you know, had that size advantage. I think Samson now, he's had so many comps, and in every comp, everyone says the same thing, that he needs to get that next level conditioning, which he hasn't been able to produce. I don't know if it's a genetic thing or maybe it's time to change coaches. He's been with Milos ever since day one.
Yeah, yeah.
And obviously what they're doing is just not nailing that last little bit. Yeah.
Mm.
Which is a pity because if he came in the condition of even Brandao, he would have won. You know, but his condition was just, compared to Hardy, it was way off.
Mm.
You know? I know it's a broad thing to say because if you saw Samson on his own, you think, oh, my God, how freaky is that? But standing next to Hardy, he looked really smooth.
Yeah, and I chalked that down to Milos has a lot of – Milos Sarkev or Sarsev? I'm not going to knock this guy in his knowledge because obviously he's a big dude. He's done what he needs to do. But his protocols for some of the athletes are a bit mental. I know.
Yeah, all those rumors going around.
And, he seems to be massive on sodium and water manipulation. And if someone's lean where you can see, you know, he did have glute lines and a few, like Samson was shredded lean, dry lean several weeks ago. And then something changes overnight.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that, I don't know, water is a good thing and a bad thing at times.
Yeah.
It could be just easy as like, he's spilled over.
But so yeah.
Who knows?
Look, it was a good show. Like Arnold ran a really, really good show. It'll be interesting to now see what the Olympia promoters' response is. They're going to have to respond to that.
Definitely. They're going to have to either match it or go, we want 600,000.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So it's going to be a bidding war and all the athletes are going, keep going, that's boys, right. Keep going. $1 million.
Before we move on, the other interesting thing was this morning, Samson Dowder put up a video saying that he's on his way to hospital.
Oh, shit.
Because my body's just not feeling right, I'm not doing right. But I thought it was funny. Why would you put up a video before you go to hospital?
What's up, guys? Dying.
Yeah. Because then in the video, he turned around and said, because he's meant to be competing next weekend in the Arnold Classic UK.
Jesus.
He's going, oh, this could, you know, hamper my UK prep. You know, but why would you say that before? You think you'd go, well, let's go to hospital.
Yeah.
Or not go, hang on, Hang on, before we go to hospital, love, you know, there was Missy's, I'll just do up an Instagram live.
Oh, it was a live?
Well, I think it was. I'm not sure. But
if it's a live.
I saw it.
If it was a live, I'm just waiting for the ambulance to come and get me.
Yeah, it was just weird. Why okay. would you do that first? You think you'd go to the hospital and say, oh, listen, I've had a scare. The doctors advised me that maybe I need to pull out.
Yes.
Rah, rah, rah.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but to put it up and say, oh, yeah, I'm on my way. You know, I'm going to go to the hospital because I'm not feeling right.
Yeah, righto. Mm. Get well soon, I guess. Yeah. Okay, I didn't see that, but that's actually a
That was
bit,
actually this morning, so actually, yeah, it's weird. It was interesting.
Okay, fair call.
Anyway, yeah, good weekend.
Good.
In terms of bodybuilding. I know we've spoke about this Protein Cafe a yep. couple of times now. I just want to say I've used all the flavours now and I've got the chocolate here. This is one of the best tasting proteins on the market.
I agree. I actually agree. Yeah. This is one of those things. It's cost effective. It's good high protein. It's creamy. It mixes well. The chocolate is an amazingly smooth.
Yeah, I've got the chocolate here now. I trained it just before we started filming.
Not it's crazy delicious. Rich, but it has a nice milky taste. It's really, really
vanilla
delicious.
Vanilla is like melted vanilla ice cream.
Yeah, very, very strong vanilla.
Really, really nice. So there's also a banana and a salted caramel. So, Nick, if you want to hit me up with those flavors.
Salted caramel, 100%.
Yeah. I'd like to try those because I'm a big caramel fan.
Yep.
So,
and I like salt.
But yeah, Cafe Protein, $69.95. Yeah, really, really nice flavors. It mixes well. Tastes great. Can't go wrong.
Yeah.
That's it. We haven't got much new in terms of shop talk, except that we've had massive amount of restocks this week.
Yes.
Everything's been restocked. We have Rule 1 restock. We had Max's restock. We've got Primabolics coming in. They should be in either today or tomorrow. Just everything has been restocked.
Yep.
After a big weekend. Just want to thank everyone for their support on our Super Saturday weekend. Both here and at the shop. Yep. At the gym, we had a couple of old members come back.
Yep, sure did.
And we'll have to get like a, maybe a t-shirt, you know, AM the gym.
Yeah.
They always come
back. They always come back, yeah. Yep.
All so the time. Thanks everyone for your support. It's really, really appreciated, especially the economy's really shit. And for everyone to keep supporting us like this, it's means a lot.
Yep.
Able to keep my staff, like Adrian, paid and even get me to get paid as well. Yeah. So it's much appreciated to you all. I think that's it for this week.
I think so.
We'll call it quits. I'm about to pack up my car and head to Renmark on a houseboat. I'll catch you guys next week. See you later.
Bye-bye.